أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين سورة آل عمران verse number 103 a verse that I would think most of us are familiar with where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that imperative command وَاْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا and all of you hold together fast unto what? بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ unto the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala جَمِيعًا all of you If we claim to be believers, if we claim to be mu'mineen, muslimeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us. Hold together. وَاْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا And be not divided amongst yourselves. Last week we touched on the muhimma, the great concern of us as muslimeen, In this world today, this world of Islamophobia and everything else that goes along with it, not that we are afraid of it, not that we fear that it's going to do anything to our deen, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورًا Allah refuses for it to do anything, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's light will remain completed and perfected. No matter whether the disbelievers dislike it, the polytheists dislike it, no matter who dislikes it. But in terms of our responsibility as Muslimin, the ambassadors of Islam, the flag bearers of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said last week that, and starting with myself, that we need to have a united front. We need to put our petty differences aside. And somebody actually asked me a question after the Jummah, what did I mean by petty differences? What did I mean by uniting? That we should unite on falsehood? That if there be another party of Muslimin, that are calling to a particular falsehood, that we should unite with them on that? Absolutely not. That's not what I meant. So let's just clear that up, and then we can move on, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically says here, وَاْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ And the mufassiruna are in agreement. There's slight differences, but they all lead to the same thing. That the habl, the rope of Allah, al-urwati al-wuthqa lam fisam laha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it elsewhere as that indestructible connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? The Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it very clear in his khutbat al-wada', in his farewell sermon on Arafah, when he said, Madhan is going off in my pocket, excuse me. He made it very, very clear, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayh, in his khutbat al-wada', in his final sermon, when he said to them, taraktu fikum amrain, la intamasaktum bihima, lan tadillu abada. I've left for you two things. If you hold on to those two things, you will never ever go astray, the book of Allah and my way of life. They do have differences. And on those differences, yes, there is time for debate, there is time for sitting down together and discussing. Somebody else's phone is now making adhan. It seems like it's catching. That there is time to sit down, there is time to discuss with wisdom and good speech, with love, respect and understanding. And at the end of the day, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Bring your proof if you're speaking the truth. And we know where we get our proofs from. From the Holy Quran, from the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the masadir of the Sharia, from Ijma and Qiyas. So unification on the Quran and the Sunnah based on true scholarship of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is a topic that we can speak about at length, but for another time, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So no unification on batil, no unification on falsehood, unification, uniting on haqq. And because in the history of Islam, we have many mujtahideen. What is a mujtahid? Somebody who has mastered all the fields, all the sciences of Islam, and therefore is capable of extrapolating, of extracting the legal rulings by which we practice our deen of Islam. And even they differed. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Mujtahid, إِذَا أَصَابَ فَلَهُ أَجْرًا وَإِذَا أَخْطَى فَلَهُ أَجْرٌ. That the Mujtahid, this, if we are to use a word in the English language, this interpretive judge, the scholar of Islam, mastered all the sciences, basing his extrapolation, that hukum, that ruling that he has extracted from the masadir al-sharia, from the legal sources, the Quran, the Sunnah, Ijma and Qiyas, that particular scholar, when he makes that ijtihad, if he is correct, then he gets two rewards, and if he's incorrect, he gets one reward. In other words, because his opinion is still based on haqq, even though it might be outweighed amongst the fuqaha, they call it tarjih, al-qawl al-rajih wal-qawl al-marjuh. We have the outweighing ruling and the outweighed ruling. The outweighing opinion and the outweighed opinion. Why? Because of the strength of the hujjah. Because of the strength of the proof. That one's proof is stronger than that one's proof. But it's still a proof and it is still considered. And it should still be respected. And this is where we get this da'ira. As one great scholar from Syria, he said, da'iratu ahl sunnah wal jama'ah hiya da'iratun kabira tadkhulu fiha iddatun min at-tawa'if wal ahzab. He said, the circle of ahl sunnah wal jama'ah, meaning the boundaries in which ahl sunnah wal jama'ah operate based on their understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Al-Ijma wal-Qiyas, it is a big circle. Many groups go into that circle. So, what is very important for us to avoid is what we call at-ta'assub. What is ta'assub? That as long as we're following an opinion based on Quran and Sunnah, even if it might be the outweighed opinion, we still form part of that bigger, greater circle. And then it's not this minute little circle that you know, we are on the haq and everybody else feel dalal mubeen and everybody else is in manifest error. This has caused so much strife, dissension and disunity within our community. Yes, we have the hadith of the 73 sects. All of them are in the fire. Illa wahida. Man hum ya Rasulullah? Man ana alayhi wa ashabi al-yawm? Who is the saved one? Al-firqatun najiyah, as it comes in one riwayah. Who is the saved group? He said, that which I and my companions are on today. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. So very important. We need to unite on the haq. We have our masadir. We have our sources. We have those two things that the Prophet ﷺ promised that if we hold on to them, that we will never go astray. Kitabullah wa sunnatu Rasulillahi salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. So, hiya da'iratun kabira. It is a big circle and it is inclusive. And if anyone in that group must say something that contradicts the Quran and the Sunnah, then together we reject it. In that very important hadith, according to Al-Imam Ahmad, one of the four hadith around which the entire deen of Islam revolves, where the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man ahdatha fi amrina ma laysa minhu fahuwa radd." Whoever does anything in our deen which is not of it, in other words, not based on it. In the other riwayah, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa radd." Whoever does something, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna," that our matter is not in conformity with, then it is rejected. So it has to be based on haq. It has to be based on Quran and Sunnah. And if not, then we reject it. And it's on that we must come together and unite. وَاتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And leave it up to the scholars to debate these issues. And at the end of the day, as the fuqaha of old used to say, قَوْلُنَا سَوَابٌ يَحْتَمِلُ الْخَطَأ. They would say, what we are saying is right, but it could be wrong. وَقَوْلُهُمْ خَطَأٌ يَحْتَمِلُ الصَّوَابُ. And what they are saying is wrong, but it could be right. As long as it's based on Quran and Sunnah. I hope that is clear. Right, let's move on. وَاتَّصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. So all of you hold together onto that rope of Allah, Quran and the Sunnah, and do not be divided amongst yourselves. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. And call to mind the favor of Allah on you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءَ. When you were enemies. Now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is specifically speaking to Al-Aws wal-Khazraj. But of course we can make qiyas on it for any other groups that had enmity before Islam and then came into Islam and then alhamdulillah, through Islam they were united. So Al-Aws wal-Khazraj, those two tribes of Yathrib before it became Medina, they were fighting each other for generation upon generation upon generation. In actual fact, when I spent some time in the 90s in Yemen, and that is the origin of the Arabs, and you must hear the terrible effects of tribal warfare. And sometimes it starts over a well, or maybe a grazing patch for their camels. And maybe there's an argument. And by mistake, the one chap from the one tribe kills the other chap from the other tribe. Then what happens? And this is up till very recently, that you would find that then this tribe would then go look, not just for the one who perpetrated the crime, but they would look for the best one in that tribe, the one who is looked up to, the one who is perhaps the most status or the most wealth, or he's the most intelligent, whatever the case might be. He's the best of the tribe. And then they would go kill him. And then that would require another retaliation to go and look for the best one in that tribe. And so they would go on generation after generation after. This is from Jahiliyyah. This is from the days of ignorance. And this, of course, the Aus wal Khazraj, their origin coming from Yemen. Remember all the Arabs, Al-Arab al-Ariba from Qahtan or Yaqtan. Qahtan, they all come from Yemen. When the Ma'rib dam broke in Saba, and Saba, he had 10 sons from where we get the 10 main tribes of Arabia. 6 of them remained in Yemen, and the other 4 went up. And it is from that migration and migrations that followed, that the Arabs moved right throughout Al Jazeera Al Arabiya. And so Al Aus Wal Khazraj, they come from that same mindset of Al Qabaliyah, of tribalism from the days of Jahiliyyah. And so they fought each other, generation after generation after generation, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them Muhammadur Rasulullah. And what did he do? فَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Call to mind the favor of Allah on you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءَ, when you were enemies. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ, and he united your hearts. He united your hearts. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا, and you became by his favor brothers. Allah, what does this mean? What does this mean? In Islam, al-ukhuwatu fi al-deen, brotherhood in deen, in religion, is more sacred than even brotherhood from silatul rahim, from sharing the same womb. Yes. And sometimes we forget about this. The sacredness of brotherhood and sisterhood in Islam. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَى حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ, and you were on a precipice, almost falling into the fire. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا, in other words, through that enmity, you were heading towards Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you from it. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. So does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explain to you His signs in order that you might be guided. In order that you might be guided. Now, who is the one that wants our disunity? Who is the one that plots and plans every day, 25 hours, if there be? If there had to be 25 hours in a day and a night, this particular individual and his a'wan and his group, his hizb, his party, his followers, if there were 25 hours in a day and a night, they would be working 25 hours in a day and a night to cause dissension and disunity amongst us. There's no doubt about that. And who is that individual and that group? Shaytan. Shaytan. وَعَوَانُهُ. Just like he caused dissension between brothers, Qabil and Habil, and between Yusuf and his brothers. And over the ages, right up till this very day, he continues with many different means and ways, using different various tools. He strives day in and day out to cause dissension and disunity amongst ikhwana, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. فَأَصْبَحْتُ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. He became brothers. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants to destroy that. Because just like we mentioned last week, that when we are so busy envying each other, backbiting one another, criticizing one another, disliking and even hating each other, then we forget about that muhimma. We forget about that main concern of being the ambassadors of Islam. We're too busy looking down on each other, rebuking each other, insulting each other, blaming one another, to the degree where some, and we hope that inshallah ta'ala they are few and far between, go to the extent of throwing each other out of the deen of Islam. So shaitan, he is preoccupied with our dissension and our disunity, Jamaat al-Muslimin. We just have to go to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this very clear. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 91. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُوقِيَ, أي يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر. That indeed, Shaytan, he wants to cause between you animosity and hatred He wants to cause between you animosity and hatred. Using what? Through intoxicants and gambling. Through intoxicants and gambling. So maybe we are sitting and thinking, well, I don't drink and I don't gamble. So, you know, shaitan can't get me. But is that the only thing that he uses? في الخمر والميسر, intoxicants and gambling. Alhamdulillah, if you look at the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the biggest teetotaling population or group or nation walking the face of this earth, teetotaling, they do not imbibe alcohol, not even a sip. You will find different countries that you go to, few and far between though, few and far between. The overwhelming majority of Muslimin do not imbibe alcohol and do not gamble either. But then why is there still adawa and baghda between them? Why is there animosity and hatred amongst them? Let's look at some other verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra, verse number 53, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. And tell my servants to say that which is best, especially towards each other. Allah, this tongue. Allah, Allah. Even said Abu Bakr one day was holding his tongue like, هذا الذي أراد للموارد. This is what has caused me to be in this trouble of whatever he used to find himself in. And that was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The best man to have walked the face of the earth after the Anbiya. In the one hadith narrated by Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anha, if you had to put the one that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you had to put the iman of Abu Bakr into the one hand of the scale and the iman of the entire ummah into the other hand of the scale, the iman of Abu Bakr would have outweighed the iman of the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet he used to hold his tongue like that. أَكْثِرُ مَا يُدْخِلَ الْمَرْءُ النَّارِ لِسَانُ. The thing that enters a person mostly into the fire are their tongues, says our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ يَدْمَنُ لِي مَا بَيْنَ شَفَتَيْ وَفَخِذَيْ أَدْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever can guarantee to me that they will protect that which is in between their two lips and that which is in between their two thighs, then I guarantee that they'll go to Jannah. Meaning their tongues and their private parts. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Say to my servants that they should say that which is best. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Why? Because shaitan induces. It's like sum. It's like poison that he injects between the Muslimin. He induces what? Dissension and disunity. يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. Indeed, shaitan is ever to mankind a clear enemy. Now right here and now, I want to take you back to a topic that we had a few months ago. I think it was last year even. When we're speaking about Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and we were dealing with the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha, verse 115, وَلَقَدْ عَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلٍ فَنَسِيَ وَلَمْ نَجِدَ لَهُ عَزْمًا. Indeed, we had taken a covenant from Adam before, but he forgot. He forgot. Now my question is, what did he forget? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he forgot. وَلَمْ نَجِدَ لَهُ عَزْمًا. And we did not found in him determination. We did not find in him determination. And that is why the Ulul Azm, the five, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and Nabi Muhammad, Khair al-Anam, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi, they are the Ulul Azm. Those with the greatest resolve and determination. But again, I ask the question, what did Nabi Adam forget? Did he forget that he mustn't eat from the tree? Did he forget that? La wallah, he didn't forget that. He did not forget that he wasn't supposed to eat from the tree.
Shaitan tricked him, yes. Tricked him and Hawa alayhim as-salam. فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he led them on with guile. He even reminded them about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prohibited them. فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانَ لِيُبَدِيَ لَهُمَا مَا وُورِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا And so Shaitan whispered to them, wanting to expose them of their nakedness. وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ Look at that. He actually tells them that your Lord didn't tell you not to eat from this tree except for the fact that if you eat from it, you'll become like two angels or you'll be granted eternal life. You'll become like two angels or you'll be granted eternal life. In actual fact, in another verse, and that is in also in Surah Taha, where Shaitan he says, قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى Oh Adam, should I not show you the tree of eternal life and that will grant you dominion that will never wane? That will be with you forever. So he tricked them. It wasn't about the prohibition about the tree that Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam had forgotten. The thing that they forgot about was the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told them that Shaytan is a perfect enemy for them. That's the thing they forgot. They forgot about Shaytan. فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَاتَّفِقَ يَخْسِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَا الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ And when they had tasted, anyway, as soon as they tasted, they left it. Because that is, they didn't still eat. They didn't chew and swallow. They just tasted it and they left it. So when they tasted it, and their nakedness appeared to them, and they took leaves from the trees and covered them, their aura, their private parts, and then their Lord called out to them and said to them, did I not prohibit you from this tree? And say to you that indeed Shaytan is for you a perfect enemy. So the thing that they forgot about was not the tree. Shaitan actually used the tree to trick them into eating from it. The thing that they forgot about was that Shaitan is a perfect enemy. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُهُ عَدُوًا إِنَّمَا يَدَعُ حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ Indeed, Shaitan is for you an enemy, so take him as an enemy. Don't take him as your friend. Don't listen to him. He comes to us and he whispers. And where does he come? Does he only hang out there by the casino? Does he only hang out there by the khamara, by the bar? Does he only hang out there by the tote? Have a dovel, you know? Maybe pera and so? Or by the casino? No. Or there by the strip club? Wal-iyadu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. He comes into the masjid. When he made a qasam, he said, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقُدَنَ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ By that which you've sent me astray, I will wait for them on your straight path. I'll wait for them where? On your straight path. ثُمَّ لَأَتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ And then I will come in front of them. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ And from behind them. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ And on their right. وَعَنْ شَمَالِهِمْ And on their left. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ And you won't find most of them grateful. Come into the masjid. And he whisper, causing speculation, causing envy, causing dislike, causing hatred. You know, subhanAllah, to dislike your brother in Islam, to look down upon him and belittle him. حَسْبُ مْرِئٍ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أَيَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ Authentic hadith. It is enough to make a person evil. It is enough to make a person evil. What? Gambling?
drinking wine, fornicating? No. He said it's enough to make a person evil, to belittle or to have hatred or dislike for his Muslim brother or sister in Islam. It's enough. Because as soon as shaitan comes in between us with this speculation, with this backbiting, with this dishonoring of each other, wal'iyadu billah, what is he doing? He's destroying our deen. The deen of Islam, perfect, but the way that our deen within ourselves, the way that we are practicing it, it's almost like, because we come into the masjid to do what? To make salah. Maybe to read some Quran. Or when we go to Mecca, what do we go and do in Mecca? We go there for Umrah and Hajj. Allah is even busy there. I will wait for them on your straight path. Even on Arafah. He's waiting there. He's waiting. Sowing the seeds of discord. Sowing the seeds of animosity. Of hatred. And we are entertaining him. Because we forgot he's our enemy. We're even listening to him. We're even accepting his invitations. Because we forgot, like Nabi Adam alayhi salam, he forgot. وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّهُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. And did I not say to you that shaitan is for you an open enemy? It's something we should be conscious of all the time. That, like that Athar Qudsi, يَا مُوسَى لَا تَضَعَ مَحَارَبَةَ الشَّيْطَانِ مَا دَامَتْ رُوحُكَ فِي بَدَنِكَ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَضَعَ مَحَارَبَتَكَ أَبَدًا. Oh Musa, never leave your battle with the shaitan as long as your soul is in your body, for indeed he will never ever leave his battle with you. So don't think that, no, alhamdulillah, I'm mashallah, I got a beard, I'm wearing a thobe, I'm coming to the masjid, I'm in the first saf. You know that, khalas, shaitan, he can't come in the masjid, he had to stay outside. Haji Naim didn't let him in. La wallah, la wallah. The minute we think that, we've lost. We have to be constantly conscious that shaitan is our enemy and he wants to destroy us. Not just as individuals, but especially as a community. Especially as a community. أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَفْضَلَ مِنْ دَرَجَةِ السِّيَامِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَالصَّدَقَةِ قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ قَالَ إِصْلَاحُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ فَإِنَّ فَسَادَ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ هِيَ الْحَالِقَةِ لَا أَقُولُ تَحْلِقُ الشَّعْرِ وَلَكِنْ تَحْلِقُ الدِّينِ وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, do I not tell you? Speaking to his Sahaba, speaking to his companions, and speaking to all of us. Do I not guide you to something that is better in its ranks by Allah than fasting and praying and giving charity? He said, indeed, tell us, O Messenger of Allah, because what can be better? What can be better than fasting and praying and giving charity? Tell us, O Messenger of Allah. He said, to reconcile between Muslims. Why? Because the dissension and disunity of Muslims, hi al-haliqa, it is the shaving. I'm not saying the shaving of the hair, but the shaving of the deen. It will destroy us. And that's why we have to be conscious and aware of the enmity of shaitan. وَاتَّصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. It's hold on to that Quran and Sunnah together and keep the shaitan at bay. Otherwise, he is going to come in between us. He's going to cause dissension and disunity. He's going to cause hatred and animosity. And then, you know what we'll be like? We will be like that farmer. That I don't know much about farming or how long it takes to plant an entire grove of apple trees or orange trees or whatever the case might be, or a field of wheat or corn. But he'll be like that farmer who labors, who sweats. And then at the end of the day, after all that labor and all that hard work, and then, mashallah, كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُ. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the likeness of a, when Allah describes the dunya, He says the likeness of a rain, a gentle rain, كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُ. The vegetation that springs there forth from that gentle rain
It is pleasing to the eye of the farmer. Now can you imagine? After laboring and working and toiling and sweating, when those trees have produced that fruit and that golden corn is glimmering in the sunshine, that he goes and takes a can of petrol and a match and he burns it to the ground. Because that is what we are doing. Whether we are coming to the masjid, whether we are in the first saf, whether we are going for umrah every month, whether we are going for hajj every year, whether we are giving millions away in sadaqah, but we are entertaining the shaitan to cause animosity and hatred and dissension and disunity amongst us, then we are like that farmer who has burnt all his crops. We haven't benefited ourselves, nor have we benefited anyone. Inshallah, we'll leave it at that. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, after this salah, we're going to make dua for Brother Yasin. If I got the correction right, Jinaim, the son of Basir Khalfi, who is suffering from hepatitis. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa and all our sick min kulli da. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad al-Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik sallim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah ta'ala, we will have a talk on the, I think it's the Wednesday, which will mark the 27th of Rajab, a historical talk about the event of the Isra wal Mi'raj. So that will be on Wednesday night after Salat al-Isha, inshallah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك، يا عليما بخلقك، يا خبيرا بخلقك، يا لطيفا بخلقك، ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير، إنك على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا، فالظلم ترجع عقباه إلى الندم، تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، بلغ العلا بكماله، كشف الدجى بجماله، عظم جميع خصاله، صلوا عليه وآله. صلى عليك الله يا علم يا صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى، ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم، أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة. إلى أين يا سارة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا، واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا، وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها، كذلك يبين الله آياته لعلكم تهتدون. صدق الله العظيم. في أخوة الأفاضل، إننا في هذه الأيام نجد أن التفرقة قد انتشرت فيما بين المسلمين، ورسول الله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه قد أمرنا أن نجتمع ليس على الضلالة وإنما على الحق. ولهذا قال في خطبة الوداع: تركت فيكم أمرين لئن تمسكتم بهما لن تضلوا أبدا. فنحن نجتمع على الحق، نجتمع على الكتاب والسنة، ومع ذلك نحذر الشيطان الذي يريد أن يوقع بيننا العداوة والبغضاء، وإن وجدنا ذلك فنصلح فيما بيننا. فقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أخبركم بأفضل من درجة الصيام والصلاة والصدقة؟ قالوا: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: إصلاح ذات البين، فإن فساد ذات البين هي الحالقة، لا أقول تحلق الشعر ولكن تحلق الدين. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله، خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام وفي اليمن والمستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة. قبل ودام ودامة السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا تراصوا وسد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تصفية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. Please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد، سيدنا محمد وصحبه وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام، أنت السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك